Let's turn now to how North Korea conducts itself. That country's reclusive regime has few friends on the world stage. Now, 6 months after the death of leader Kim Jong-il, North Korea is facing growing tensions with one of its few friends, China. This was on display recently when North Korea hijacked several Chinese fishing boats. NPR's Louisa Lim reports.
Fishing boats returning to their home port in China don't normally make the news. But last month, it was newsworthy. That's because the three boats and 28 fishermen had been detained for almost 2 weeks in North Korea. We were in Chinese waters, 2 nautical miles from the sea border, so we thought they couldn't arrest us, ship captain Han Qiang insisted in an interview with local TV. They thought wrong. Another captain, Zhu Chuang, describes how about 16 North Koreans boarded their boat, all carrying guns, all apparently wearing Navy uniforms. They held the men in North Korea, while initially demanding almost $200,000 in ransom. NPR heard more details from shipowner Zhang Dechang. 8 fishermen were held on his boat.
They were locked into the ship's hold, which is just 30 square feet. They were let out to work, but if they didn't do enough, they got beaten. Sometimes a man with a gun shot bullets into the air to scare the fishermen. They were terrified. They were hungry and thirsty. For them, it was like 13 days in hell.
After negotiation, the fishermen were released without payment. All their belongings were stolen, even their underwear. The boat was stripped clean, Zhang says. He's considering suing the North Korean authorities for his losses.
If nothing else happens, we will prepare to sue. We need to protect our own interests. We were fishing in China's waters when we were taken by North Koreans. So North Korea should take responsibility.
Beijing has tried to shrug this off as a fisheries incident, emphasizing the safe return of the fishermen. James Riley from the University of Sydney is researching the effect of public opinion on Chinese foreign policy. He says this case is unprecedented.
Because this shipping boat owner, when he didn't get a response through sort of normal bureaucratic channels, put the information online. So it's really the role of the internet and the media which fanned the flames and sort of brought more emotion and anger and attention onto this issue, and then brought it onto the agenda of the top leadership and where the foreign ministry of China.
It marks a new low in ties. China and North Korea were traditionally supposed to be as close as lips and teeth. Beijing is Pyongyang's biggest source of trade and aid. But Shi Yinhong from Renmin University in Beijing says relations have plummeted since the death of North Korea's leader Kim Jong-il last December.
The North Korean regime generally has taken quite an unfriendly attitude towards China. In particular, they have not informed the Chinese government of any domestic major steps.
The Chinese were not told of Kim Jong-il's death, he says. They weren't present at the state funeral. Shi says Beijing wasn't notified in February when Pyongyang signed a food aid deal with Washington, which later fell apart. And Beijing wasn't informed in advance about the rocket launch in April, which failed. Shi says North Korea's new leader, Kim Jong-un, is not maintaining the high-level regular coordination with China promised by his father. Shi characterizes Beijing's mood as moving from expectation to disappointment to anger.
If you only look at China's relations with North Korea, the situation is terrible. China has already, over the past 10 years, lost face again and again.
Crowds of tearful children salute North Korea's young leader, Kim Jong-un, at a rally. By all accounts, he's as much an enigma to Beijing as to the rest of the world. Regardless, China's mantra remains stability first. And hijackings at sea or not, Beijing shows no sign of casting off Pyongyang, though it has urged the North not to conduct a third nuclear test. Beijing has long ignored international condemnation to provide support for North Korea. Now it's risking increasing criticism from its own people. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Beijing.